Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
The Khyber.
What's that?
You don't say both of them, you just say, oh, can someone kick me out the Khyber or, you know, whatever. Not that they would, but, you know.
Someone might be kicking someone up the Khyber right now.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Don't do it. Unless you've got steel toe cap boots on. No, don't do it at all. Right. Got
a morning,
good
Rob.
Good morning. So I'll tell you what, it is. It is the sun coming up earlier is throwing my clock out of, body clock out a little bit.
Your clollybuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But it's changing. Things are changing.
But say, it seems to be
springs are coming. Springs are coming.
I normally used to walk up through Albert Park, and it was a nice light where you see Sky Tower. It still had lights on it, but it had that freaky look about it. Yeah. And now it just looks like a syringe again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A bright daytime Sky Tower isn't as impressive, is it?
No, it's cack. No. Really. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what about when it's been raining and it has that thing where it's got these streaks of where the water sort of washes down
good.
The side of it?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Wet,
rain,
wet syringe. Yeah.
Happy days. Right. Now, got a good story this week. A student, a PhD student in Canada, Alicia. Now, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing this. Gauvreau.
Johnny, that's your department. You'll have to go over and help him there.
You've actually been to Canada.
I know you ski, so that's close enough, isn't it?
It's Gauvreau. Gauvreau?
Come on, Johnny.
Gauvreau?
Gauvreau.
Obviously French, because that's...
Yeah, French, Canadian. Sure. Gauvreau, thank you, Johnny.
British Columbia. She's actually helped to discover a village that is 14,000 years old and actually 10,000 years older than the pyramids. Yeah, it's bonkers. Now, with
how many years older than the pyramids?
4,000 years older than the pyramids.
Yeah, you see, yeah, and there's discussion about the pyramids being a little bit older than that, even. You know, but that's another story. But carry on, Rob.
Now this it doesn't actually. It's a huge story. The more I got into it, because of who discovered the Americas, which we all know wasn't Columbus.
It was probably the people that were there that Columbus met when he arrived.
Years before. But there's a First Nation, this is another one I have trouble pronouncing. It's H-E-I-L. H-T-S-U-K. Holstic? Holstic?
That'll do.
The nation, the Indians there, they've actually got an oral history. And with their history, they've actually been talking about that strip of land in British Columbia is where they all... They all stayed there for a little while when the Ice Age was going. That's what we need to put
right,
up.
Right,
we
I see. Okay, so that sort of fits in time-wise. The story fits in with the discovery, doesn't
we
it?
We need to plot up for a little bit. This is a nice little strip of land, so we're going to stay here.
Yeah, because the ice is suddenly 3 kilometres thick over some parts of everywhere. Because it's fairly cold in Canada, you know.
But what that's done is put them in a good negotiation position for negotiating over land rights. My God, I've got someone selfish teeth in today. Sorry about that.
What are you there for?
Yeah, there's lots of things going on about land rights, etc.
Yep, sure.
So they can say, well, listen, mate, we've been here for like 14,000 years. What
are
you going
on about? Yeah, so who discovered it?
Well, it was this French student from the university. They found...
You don't hear about ancient stuff in Canada very often, do you?
We don't think about it.
No.
Because I suppose it's always because things... When you look at the history, it's always where things were hot or warm. That's where...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Where folks gravitated to, because folks didn't have power.
Yeah. Well, it's always amazed me when the Europeans came here, the Scots went to Dunedin.
That's what I don't understand either. You go to Dunedin...
You go to the Bay of Islands or
something.
Go to
Dunedin
like
with no power 1 week. Go and treat yourself to that in the middle of winter.
I went there in the summer once and it was horrible.
I liked it. No, Dunedin's cool. Dunedin's a really cool place. It's interesting energy in Dunedin. Invercargill's a cool place. Big $2 shops down there. Big $2 shops.
But what I loved about it is she's a fantastic girl, this one. She after they've discovered it all, and she found all these bits and pieces like tools, lighting fire tools and stuff, fish hooks and spears. And her big thing was we just sat back and said, "Holy moly, this is old."
That's a quote.
That is her quote. And I thought, nah, you've been to Canada, Johnny. Do students talk like that?
Holy moly, this is old.
Yeah, actually.
Holy moly, this is old.
You sort of bang on there, I think, actually.
Was that roundabout, was that roundabout right?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's very relaxed. It's surprising the British Columbians how similar they are to New Zealanders.
New Zealanders, eh?
Yes. Yeah.
Just nothing. It's just like, I'd have gone, Kinnell, like, that's well old, but not them. It's holy moly. I didn't swear there, did you notice?
Sounded like I did, but so I didn't. You held back. You held back. It's filling, it's like a fill in the blank swear, that one.
But anyway, well, this is what gets me is I thought they'd have discovered everything by now, but they
I'm a massive. The more I follow this stuff up, there's a lot more going on. I think the world's a lot older than we. I'm a big believer in the world's a lot.
Obviously
I don't
older
believe
than 6,
anymore
years
that there's
old.
A world within the world, and you go in through the ice caps.
Oh, you mean like journey through the centre of the
Earth? That's right.
That'd be brilliant. But
it's amazing. There was a time when there was a gentleman who purported to have visited that place. A very well respected explorer. And did you know that planes don't fly over the North and South Pole?
Why?
Well, I don't know.
How do you know that?
Because I know that.
No, you don't.
Because I was interested enough in the fact that there might be an Earth in the Earth, and then I sort of followed it up. That's why.
That, I'll tell you what, I would love that if that was real.
I know, would that
that'd
be cool?
That'd be fantastic.
And did you notice that this weekend that they found some ice caves in Antarctica, which are right in the middle of Antarctica, which are about 23 degrees?
Wow.
You could T-shirt it up there.
Wow.
Johnny's not believing me.
Yeah,
arms crossed. Arms crossed.
How does this work?
This is the thing.
Do I
look like a scientist to you?
I reckon it must be the old lava things. You know what we was talking about? Lava volcanoes?
Lava tubes, yeah.
Lava tubes.
Yeah, because there are active volcanoes in the Antarctica.
But, you know, there's still lots to discover. And I think that's fantastic.
I love the... But what do you mean lots to discover? We're humans. We've discovered everything. We're the smartest people there's ever existed.
They must have thought that at the end of the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, they must have.
Can we invent?
Stoking the coal into the steam,
children falling into looms and
steam-powered children beating machine.
Brilliant. But there you go.
There.
But there you go.
Dr. Murray Wilson just come in. Perhaps he could... secret Antarctic ice caves could hold unknown species even.
Oh,
and that is journey to the centre of the Earth, isn't it? Perhaps you'd like to read that article out for us there, Maria, if you could.
Yes, sure. It's only a couple of pages long.
Thank you very much. Oh, no, just the bullet points, thanks, that you've discovered.
Antarctica may be a barren ice desert, but according to a group of researchers, life may be thriving underneath the ice. Scientists from the Australian National University discovered an extensive cave system surrounding one of Antarctica's active volcanoes. There we go, Rob.
There you go.
And the team believes that the climate inside these caves might be warm enough to support many different animal and plant species.
Mammoth.
Wow. A mammoth, that would be good.
Thank you very much, Maria. Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. That was brilliant.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. We think we know so much, but we know so much. And up in Canada, they've got this village. What's the ongoing story, though, Rob, with this?
They're still bringing bits and pieces out from it.
We're not going to have another Göbekli Tepe, are we?
No. It's Trickay Island, which is just off the British Columbian coast, and that's probably not how you say it.
I
have trouble with English, let alone
French. Have they all protected it up now, so it's not going to get ruined?
No, that's well protected.
It's going to trump an escalator in there or anything?
No. Yeah, that would be really, really good.
I met a guy on the weekend, actually, who serviced lifts and escalators. I thought that was really interesting.
Really?
I kind of like escalators, you know. It's not really... We're off topic.
Yeah.
Ancient civilizations and escalators, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what the first thing they found to actually get down. They found an escalator, an ancient escalator.
But it was broken, so it just looked like stairs.
And she went, holy moly, yeah, it's broken. But Mikey knows a geezer that can fix it.
Yeah, I won't call him. Okay, all right, now, Rob, so pressing on, where to now?
That's it, really.
That's it. Canada joins the ancient civilizations.
Yeah,
sweepstakes.
Yeah, and it's still going on. There's stuff we don't know about, which we're going to find out about next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Rob. All the best.
No, thank you.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
If you've undone